Lawmakers at the ordinary session of the East African Legislative Assembly did not know whether to adjourn yesterday's session or continue after Council Member Deng Alor Kwal from South Sudan failed to attend the meeting. Martin Ngonga, Speaker of the 4th East African Legislative Assembly, said in a video circulating on social media that members had planned to listen to a report regarding the integration of South Sudan, the newest member of the assembly, but Kwal was absent.
Should we start with the process of integrating the minister before we integrate the Republic of South Sudan? So, it is a very unfortunate situation. If it was a one-off incident, it wouldn't be an issue. But this is someone we have never seen here. So it causes us, honestly, to question whether the motive or the commitment, I don't know how we can put it.
South Sudan's Ministry of East African Affairs says it is aware of the concern raised by the East African Legislative Assembly regarding Minister Deng Alor Kwal's failure to attend meetings. Andrea Aguirre-Arik, Undersecretary of the Ministry of East African Affairs, says Alor could not attend the sessions because of other commitments assigned to him by President Salva Kiir.
He was tasked by the President on the committee that was formed to look into the issue between Ngok Dinka and Twitch community of Waraf State. And it's a high-level delegation because the issue was involving death cases and a community conflict. That engaged him, and I think also he was not aware of the time the sitting was on.
South Sudan became a member of the East African Community in 2016 after breaking away from Sudan, a move that allowed the country to participate in the East African Legislative Assembly. South Sudan has 9 members in the East African Legislative Assembly. Minister of East African Affairs Deng Alor Kwal is a member in the Council of Ministers in the East African Regional Bloc. Aguirre disputes the claim that Alor has not been attending the meetings.
He has been attending those meetings of the Council, either physically or virtually. So he has never missed those meetings. The issues are in the Yala. It's still okay. The minister will attend today.
After some connection issues with the Zoomed link, Kwal attended today's Yala meeting virtually from Juba. Aguirre says the assembly would like Kwal to update the regional legislative body on some issues.
The East African Legislative Assembly wanted to know how far South Sudan implemented the custom union protocol and what are the difficulties, which is okay. That is normal duty of the assembly to do the oversight work. And it is also our duty as a ministry to give them the information they want.
In 2020, the Assembly threatened to suspend South Sudanese lawmakers from the East African Legislative Assembly after the South Sudanese government failed to pay its annual membership fees. Juba has since paid some of its arrears to the regional bloc. Each member of the regional bloc, which includes Kenya, Tanzania, Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi and South Sudan, must pay an annual fee of $8 million to retain its membership in the regional bloc. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.